A new government report shows the largest jump in consumer prices in more than 30 years. The price of just about everything going up. Used cars and hotel rooms cost 26% more right now compared to a year ago. Steak up 24%. The most inflation, fuel oils to heat homes, up nearly 60%. And gas up nearly 50%.
Many people remain unsettled about the economy, and we all know why. They see higher prices.
The White House blaming much of the inflation on energy costs and saying since the data for this report were collected, the price of natural gas has fallen. But critics, not so optimistic. Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers says he's been warning the White House about inflation for months. And pandemic stimulus packages pumped more money into the economy, creating huge demand for products while supply was unable to keep up.
I think they're just not recognizing just how much demand is being created by the tremendous wall of money, 15% of GDP in 1 year, that they released.
And even though wages have been rising, inflation is negating that increase. Real hourly wages are actually down 1.2% from last year. The news site Politico, quoting the CEO of one of the largest U.S. companies, saying, "I don't think the administration is on top of it all."